247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247 online. To begin this study in 2 Peter, the second chapter, it starts off by titling this, if you will, The Danger of False Teachers. And to look at verse 2, I really need to delve back into verse 1. It says, "But there are also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly teach destructive heresies and even deny the master who brought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves." Verse 2 says, "Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of the truth will be slandered." I love that expression, the way of the truth. But by these false teachers, Peter is saying, they will be slandered. As I was looking at this earlier on, I immediately thought about all of the cults around the world, and there are thousands of them. Many, many different cults, many, many different cults teaching different things. And one that comes to mind is the Davidians. I can't remember the year now, but the Davidians were there in Texas in the USA. And the FBI came in, and it ended in destruction, beloved. Exactly what it says, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. And the Davidians, it ended in destruction. And it beggars to believe how these people actually manage to manipulate other people. It is an amazing thing. I have a friend who was caught in the trap of a cult for some 30 years. And I've talked to her many times about this. I won't mention her name, but I've talked to her many, many times about this. And she was involved with it for 30 years. And to this day, she can't believe that she was. But the way it's done is very, very subtle. It's really very, very subtle. Oftentimes in these cults, they'll bring the Bible to bear, and so therefore it looks as though they're teaching out of the Bible, but what they're actually doing is twisting it just slightly. It's not exactly right. It's slightly wrong. Remember this, beloved. Satan knows the Bible better than you or I. Satan knows the Bible better than any theologian. And he can bring about these twists and these turns very, very simply, very, very easily. Many years ago, when my father was alive, he's no longer alive, he's no longer with us, but my dad used to spend an awful lot of time studying the original Greek and Hebrew texts of the Bible. And he would look at the original Greek and translate it back to what it says now to see if it's exactly right or if it's been changed slightly. He was very, very insistent on that because he wanted to know exactly what the script said, what the Bible said, what the scriptures were actually saying. Because, beloved, we can twist it any way we want to. We can make it sound any way we want to. And that is why us as Christians are so divided on what we think and what we feel by all the doctrine, by all the different denominations there are. And we can never agree. It's because Scripture is taken and delivered in a certain way, if you will. I don't want to do that. I have my Bible here, the New Living Translation, and I try and preach from that word, from that Bible, what it says, not what I think it says. I don't want to try and change it. But there are many, many cults in this world that will do just that. They will change it. They will twist it around. They will make it sound as though, well, in fact, I know of one or two cults that actually they don't even look at the Bible. They look at the writings of the leader of that cult. And the writings of the leader of that cult become scripture to the people that are following. And it beggars belief. But beloved, it is so subtle, believe you me, anyone can be caught. Anyone can be caught out. So please don't let me hear you say, oh, that would never happen to me. That would never happen to me. I'd never be caught out like that. Because it's so subtle. And Satan is very, very clever. Beloved, we must not ever be caught in this trap. What we've got to make sure that we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Say that with me. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Just the word itself, when you say that, when you sit there and you say His name is Jesus, it feels great, because that's who we're worshiping and that's who we're honoring, and we will always honor and worship Jesus. Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. Now that is a prophetic word. That is a prophetic word from Peter there. And he knows that that is happening. Beloved, let's not get caught in this trap. We know what is right. We know what is wrong. And it's interesting that Peter should use this word. Many will follow their evil teacher and shameful immorality. And so therefore, I believe that Peter is warning us right here, and he's saying, if there's any immorality in what you are going to, what you are belonging to, then believe you me, it is wrong. He's not being judgmental. He's just pointing out that it is completely and utterly wrong. Anything to do with immorality. And I don't need to go into immorality. You know exactly what that means. Anything to do with that, anything to do with any teaching that has immorality in it, it's a big no-no. That's not being judgmental, is it? You see, we as Christians have got to be so, so careful. I was talking to my daughter last night. She's in France, my eldest daughter. And she's desperately looking for a church in the Bordeaux area of where she is. So if you're living anywhere near the Bordeaux area of France and you have a wonderful spirit-filled church, please email me at studio@worshipradio247.org, because I would love to send my daughter there. She is so intent on finding a spirit-filled church, and she's finding it so, so difficult. But what does she do while she's trying to do that? One, she listens to Worship Radio 247. Two, she prays all the time. Three, she reads her word. She is bathing herself in the word of God. And what she said last night is, I am so desperate for some Christian communication, for some Christian fellowship. That is where I need desperately to find a church. Beloved, we're going to continue this on tomorrow's program when we come to verse 3 of 2 Peter. But right now, I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You would protect us from anything that hints of being immoral in any service that we go to. Protect us from these cults, Lord. And protect us with Your hedge of protection, I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.